Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast. Today is the 28th of June, 2022. And on today's show, Robbie Triano and I give our 2022 ballots, preseason ballots for the Big 12, how we think each team will finish in the league. These are the ballots that we submitted to the league. We wanted to show you guys our ballots and talk about why we picked the teams where we did. Side note here, we got the news late last night that the Big 12 is targeting Brett Yormark as the new Big 12 conference commissioner. So what we'll do is we'll break that down on the roundtable episode on Tuesday night that will come out on Wednesday morning. So you guys will have our reactions to that there. But on today's show, our preseason ballots for Big 12 football.
You are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast. Joining us today, it is Robbie Triano from SiriusXM. Robbie and I got our ballots for all Big 12. First team, and yeah, they sent us ballots, yes.
Wow.
I know.
We have the power.
We have the power. And so, if, for the sake of transparency, I guess we'll start here, Robbie. Like, I don't have any problem sharing, you know, what I voted. I don't feel like I need to keep it secret. I'm not just using it for show fodder. I think it's, like, good that people know, hey, like, you know, I have this vote. Very much like our friend Jesse Newell, who is no longer involved in the voting process. Incredibly transparent. You know, people got on him a lot. But, like, the one thing you could never say about Jesse is that he was extremely transparent, always shared why he ranked people where he did. And I think, you know, we're kind of following suit with that, aren't we?
Yeah, I agree. And I think us in the media, like, we are in charge of a lot of things and a lot of the narrative. Like, why would I want to hide that? Like, I think we're in charge of what people talk about. Like, we get people excited for the season. I think we have to kind of put our stances out there when it comes to this type of thing. So I have no problem saying it out loud. If we get in trouble for this afterwards, I'm sorry, but I really don't think it matters at all. So,
yeah. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to start with we'll do our poll this will be a two-parter because I can tell you this is going to, it's going to go for a bit. So we'll start with the poll. I'll tell you what I did, and I'm supposed to submit this by tomorrow. I'm not done with it yet. I'm going to show you what I wrote down off the top of my head, and I want to know what your thoughts are. So I'm going to pull up my poll. This is what I did for mine. So I had Oklahoma 1, Texas 2, Baylor 3, Oklahoma State 4, Kansas State 5, Iowa State 6, Texas Tech 7, wow, West Virginia 8, TCU 9, and Kansas 10. This was just off the top of my brain. I'll tell you what, though. The decisions for me, 4 through 9, I'll even say, were much more challenging than the decisions 1, 2, 3. Oklahoma, Texas, and Baylor was actually pretty easy for me. That was a pretty easy 1, 2, 3. Now, maybe Oklahoma State at 4, like, I think their chance for some variance, but I like the fact that Baylor could be able to control both lines of scrimmage this year. So that let me put them at 3. The reason why I don't have them over Texas, I've explained this a bunch before, I think they're in a period of transition where the offense has to do more because they can't rely on the defense. So I do think there's an adjustment period, especially after you lose your best wide receiver, you lose your running back, and you are now switching quarterbacks. So there might be a transition from, hey, you know, we're still a defensive team, but now we have to ask the offense to do more. Still think they'll be good, but I believe there's going to be a transition. So I think they'll finish 3rd, which is still not that bad. Just one, you know, just right off the pace. But I think there's a chance that we see an OU Texas championship game this year.
Yeah, my list is a little different. And this was, I think, the difficulty I had on making the poll is that, am I polling them on what they think they are right now or what they think they'll be at the end of the year? Because if I was polling what they think it's going to be at the end of the year, I think my list would be very hot takey. So I'm just like, the list I kind of said was like, going into the year, where do I have these teams in the current moment? And for mine, I did not have Oklahoma 1, which was I think I'm also a little justified with that too. They have a head coaching change, complete new regime. And when you look at we'll talk about the next episode, but when you look at the first teams, Oklahoma is not really on my teams. Like, there's only a few players on, I think their quarterback, Dillon Gabriel, but besides that, there's a lot of they don't have the pieces I necessarily like. And like history says, Oklahoma should be really good. But for me, and I know like people be like, oh, you root for this team so much, but I'm putting Baylor number one on my list. And I did that. And I don't know how many other voters are going to feel the same way. But when it comes to the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball, they are the best. And they just won the conference. And I feel like we have to give them the credit so far because, yes, they are losing some talent. So is Oklahoma. And I can't fully say Oklahoma is my number one team. I do have them number two just because they are Oklahoma. And honestly, if I were to bet at the end of the year, I think the title game is going to be between Baylor and Texas. So I'm not that high in Oklahoma when it comes to a real shot, but giving them the credit, I have Baylor number one, Oklahoma two, and Texas as my third team. So I might be different. I might be the only Baylor vote, but I hope a lot of people follow suit with that.
I don't think you will be. I don't think you're going to be the only Baylor. That's the thing about this league this year, right? There's so much transition happening. I mean, think about Oklahoma, like a lot of transition. Texas, a lot of roster turnover, right? I mean, it's a complete overhaul. Baylor, transition from obviously a new, you know, quarterback to quarterback. Oklahoma State, boy, they lost a defensive coordinator and they lost a whole lot of that defense. Kansas State's going to have a new quarterback after losing a guy who was there, but like forever. Iowa State, transition, clearly. Texas Tech, new coach. West Virginia, new offensive coordinator, new quarterback. TCU, new coach. Like, I mean, all of these teams are in some kind of transition. Actually, honestly, you know, there is a case that like, hey, the most solid thing from last year to this year might actually be KU at the bottom, which is really funny to think about. But like,
or Kansas State. I think Kansas State is returning a ton of talent too.
They're bringing, but new offensive coordinator.
Right.
Right. They are bringing back a ton of talent. You're right. But new offensive coordinator and new quarterback. So that is what I was like. That's where I put the transition. Also, you know, I will go through weeks where like, man, I'm like, I even thought about doing this. I was like, Kansas State, you know, I was doing my list. I was like, I'm considering a lot of their guys, you know, to be on my all offense and all, especially on all defense. Well, they had a lot of guys that were considered for that. I will say you made a good point about Oklahoma. When we do get to our all Big 12 teams and lists and whatnot, I will tell you that we only do first team. If I were to do second team, it would be littered with Oklahoma guys. Like that's the thing is like, if you were to do, you know, I know some places do it. Athlon Sports, a handy guy, they have three teams that they do. You might end up with the most Oklahoma players if you were to do all three. So I do think there is something to say about they might have the most well-rounded group. I also think, you know, there is a chance that they could have the best. I think Texas has the highest ceiling for a quarterback, wide receiver, running back trio, right? Xavier Worthy, Bijan Robinson, Quinn Ewers, but there's such a question mark, Quinn Ewers. I mean, Dylan Gabriel, Eric Gray, and Marvin Mims are like, that's like a really, really strong three guys. And I think, you know, if you're talking about best, you know, a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver all together, like that is a really good group that they have. And I really like the, you know, I'm a huge fan of Jeff Lebby. So I think their offense is better. I think their offensive line, that's a big question. I know with the guys that we work with, they're curious about that. But I think the one common thread I want to hit on here, Robbie, and people talk to us about this all the time. You and I both think Texas should make the Big 12 championship game, don't we?
I mean, 100%. And I think when it comes to looking at these ballots and when it comes to the first team and stuff, their offense is like littered. The one thing that isn't is the offensive line. And that is one thing that is their major concern. But I think like, I mean, people will always be like, oh, why root for Texas? They haven't done anything recently. Listen, they have legitimate talent. We are not just pumping up Devin Duvernay. We are like pumping up people that I think could be first, second round draft picks, which is something they haven't had. And God knows when they didn't even get a player drafted last year. So I think Texas like has so much damn potential and they didn't really lose a whole lot. When it comes to their defense was bad, but they have to be better. The only thing they have to be better this year. And the one reason I'm going to go back to Oklahoma, it's like I'm very high on this offense with them, but I don't know if there's a defensive player on that team I can really root for and or like really fully believe in as and you know you'll be one of the best players in the conference. I think they lost so much last year with the NFL draft. Maybe they have stuff waiting in the weeds. And obviously you have Brent Venables as your head coach. So like that will just kind of, I mean, you have a plus from that, but that's why for Oklahoma, like I'm really confused, and I want to see how many people actually vote for them because historically they're good, or what they actually believe in. Because I they're losing so much, and like
we thought those guys were first rounders, right? I think we kind of undersold that defense last year. But think about the amount of guys they lost off that defensive line, right? Like, you know, Perrion Winfrey, the last couple of years too. Like, Perrion Winfrey, Isaiah Thomas, Brian Asamoah. Like, they lost a lot of guys. You know, Larry Turiel. I mean, sure, things didn't go as good as we thought they were, but they still lost a lot of good players. I will say, I think they've got a lot of really good potential guys. Like, I think Danny Stutzman's, you know, probably on pace for
he will be on one of my teams.
Yeah, so he, like, you know, it was tough for me. I'm not sure I have him on my first team, but, like, he was right there for a guy to consider. You know, Deshaun White, another guy I think is right there, you know, as somebody to consider. Also, Jalen Redmond is one of those defensive linemen from Oklahoma. It feels like he's got the upside to be, like, that guy that we always think about. So, I think they've got some guys, but you're right. There's nobody who is like standout, established, kind of amazing there. So that's pretty fair. Who is the team, you know, where'd you put your Kansas State Wildcats? I'm wearing my Kansas State shirt today. Where are your Cats?
So the Cats are in the same spot that you have, number five. I really wanted to put them over Oklahoma State, but I that would just be malpractice just because of what Mike Gundy does every single year. Like, I can't fully project them that way. Do I think they're probably going to be better than a fifth place team in the Big 12? I do. I think that if you're not high on Kansas State right now, you're just kind of a hater. Like, I think they have two star players. They have King Felix and obviously Deuce Vaughn. No matter what you think about Adrian Martinez, he's played so much football. I think he's played so much. And I think he actually has weapons and an offensive line that is more competent. And I just fully believe in this team. And I think if there was a year for Chris Klieman to finally break through to the top part of the Big 12, this is the year for them. I think if you have them below five, I don't know how you can say so, because I mean, you were talking about how like the teams 4 through 9 are, you know, kind of just shake them up and they could just go wherever.
Right.
I just don't know how you could have Kansas State below a team like Texas Tech or below a team like TCU. Like, those are teams that I'm somewhat high on, but definitely not more. So Kansas State, I think, firmly needs to be in the top five, no matter where your ballot is. Oklahoma State, I think, will be secure at four just because it's Mike Gundy. And I don't know if you can fully call them a top three team right now. I think a lot of people, I'm actually really interested to see where Texas will be in a lot of people's rankings. Cause I think a lot of people are high in them, but a lot of people don't want to get burned again. So I'm like wondering, really, this is the first year I can be like, all right, who is going to have the most first place votes? It's probably going to be Oklahoma just because it's Oklahoma. But I think this year we're probably going to have the most discrepancy, because last year they were picked to be national championship contenders. And now it's a little bit more uncertain. So I'm really interested to see like where the first place votes get this year. And if I'm the one Baylor Bear vote, like, I'm looking around the rest of the media, like, why?
I don't think you'd be the only one. I really don't think you're going to be the only why? One. I think there's gonna be a whole lot of,
and it's not a shtick too.
I know. It's pretty, they've got a lot of continuity too. Like, they're bringing back both coordinators, right? They get the head coach to sign the contract extension. Like, it's a lot of positive momentum. I want to ask you about, because you made the comment, like, getting burned. You know, here's the thing. I won't feel like, if I'm wrong here, like, I'm putting this out for the world to see. If I'm wrong here, like, I don't know if I'm going to feel like I'm getting burned. Do you think, like, will you feel like that, Robbie? Because I'm just like, I was wrong.
I think I do. I think I have a lot of pride in this. And it's like, I do too, obviously, but, you know, we want to be right. But it's like,
yes.
Like, I remember last year, the host of our show, Ari Temkin, he put Texas number two over Iowa State. It was for him, Oklahoma, Texas, Iowa State. And at the time, he fully believed it. And it's now, looking back at the end of the year, he looks like a buffoon because they were number 9. So for me, I want to be right about this thing. But I think a lot of people are going to be in the side of, they need to prove it first before I rank them high. And there's going to be a lot of people who are like, they have the talent, I need to put them first. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a mix of people who are just a little undecided. So I think where Texas is going to be really interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if they're number two. I'd be shocked if they're number one just because of that discrepancy. But I think they are a top three team. I mean, based on talent, and also, I mean, they have the best player in the conference as well.
All right. Quick word here from our sponsors before we continue. Today's Locked On Big 12 podcast is brought to you by our friends at BetOnline and BetOnline.net. If you guys want to bet on who will win the Big 12 next season, you guys can go to BetOnline and BetOnline.net. Get those bets in today. Great interface over there. Easy to use. Free to sign up. Go there today. BetOnline and BetOnline.net. BetOnline, it is where the game starts. All right, so Robbie, I'm going to go back to that list I just had up one more time. And my last question to you is this. The teams 6 through 9, all right, Iowa State, Texas Tech, West Virginia, TCU, which team would you be least surprised to see in the Big 12 championship game at the end of the year? Which of those teams towards the back end would you be? No, I think they'd all be surprises. Like, would you be shocked if Kansas State was in the Big 12 championship game?
I would not. I wouldn't be shocked at all. I think.
What about the rest of those teams, though? Would you be shocked?
I would be shocked.
Okay. So which of those teams do you think is most likely? Which or you know, I guess least amount of shock factor.
So our actually our 6 through 9. I don't think we have any continuity there. Okay. So my sixth team right after Kansas State, I think, is TCU. I think they have, out of those, that group of people, I think, like, we can talk about Texas Tech in there, but I think, like, they have good quarterbacks. Max Duggan, Chandler Morris, make your pick. I think they have Quentin Johnson and unbelievable talent. We've talked about the running backs in the past. And that's a team that I think they have. I don't think Sonny Dykes is inheriting a mess. I think he has somewhat of a good team. His defense will be a little more tricky, but I believe in TCU more than the rest of them. I had West Virginia 7. So we're a little bit different on there. I think it really is a make or break year for Neil Brown. I don't know if it's going to work, but and then the last two, I have Iowa State and Texas Tech. And honestly, like, if we were to project, because I've said before to you, and we've talked about this, like, I've said that I don't think Kansas is going to finish last. I put them last just because right now you have to. I can't be that hot takey to see another team. But for me, if I were to pick a team that could be in last place, I think it is Texas Tech. Like, I believe in their quarterbacks. I believe in that room. But, like, they might start the season 1-5, 1-6. And that's, like, just a brutal way to work. And so we have some discrepancy here, but, like, really you could just roll a dice and put a team anywhere in this group. But I'm not that high on Iowa State this year, not very high in Texas Tech. But TCU and West Virginia, I think, would be the team that could creep in that top five if things go well for them.
Yeah, West Virginia is super interesting. I'm so curious to see. TCU, there's so much transition happening. Although I do think I should maybe put them ahead of West Virginia or Texas Tech. I think I might be leaning that way. We'll see. We'll see. But, like, I feel like those – it's kind of a crapshoot when you're picking 6 through 9 in the conference, right? Like,
right.
You're splitting sometimes tiebreakers. A lot of times it's one game. A lot of times it's the head-to-head game, right? So, you know, who wins? You know, does TCU get revenge on Iowa State this year for that, you know, that blowout loss last year? Like, those things are all possible, right? And that could flip where those two teams are. There's a lot of variance when you get to this
part. I have a question for you, though, because you know my stance on this as well. And it's been a while since I talked to you. It's a pleasure to be together again.
Yes.
Iowa State, number 6. You obviously know how I feel about that. I have them number 8 on my list. Why?
It's a legacy. It's a legacy play. No, look, for me, I mean, I think Hunter Decker is really talented. I think the fact that they've got a really good security blanket in Xavier Hutchinson, I think, you know, the one thing they should be able to do is, like, I think their offensive line should end up being okay this year. And I think for them on defense, they're usually just, like, a pretty strong team. I mean, a lot of faith in John Aycock with what he does, obviously, and, you know, renowned defensive coordinator. But look, for me with them, it is a Matt Campbell thing. But 7-5, 8-4 puts you around, you know, that puts you right there, right? Like, if they were to go 7-5, I mean, that's good enough for 6th in the conference normally, right? Somebody's, you know, like, here's the thing. Somebody has to take losses, right? I mean, you know, not every team, you know, you're not going to have 3 10-2s and 3 8-4s and 2 7-5s. No, like, people have to take L's, right? So 7-5, you know, it could be good enough to get yourself there. I don't know, 6-6, maybe 5-7, like somewhere in that range. And if they're going to be 5-7 to 7-5, I trust Matt Campbell to flip 2 games and put them, you know, around 6. So,
and that's I have one more question too, and this could be another conversation, but, like, what team do you feel the most secure about your opinion about? Like, a team is going to be good and you fully believe it, or a team is going to be bad and you fully believe it? Because I think I can get swayed with a lot of different teams here. You can tell me that I think Iowa State is not going to be great, but I'm not that certain about it. I have a strong belief on it, but there's some teams that like I'm not as high on West Virginia. And I feel like there's not a team I'm fully like, they're going to be really good. Like as much as I love Baylor, I don't know much about what is their offensive weapons. And there's not a lot of security in this league.
I don't think West Virginia is going to be that good. You know, people trying to sell me on Bryce Forwead and Sam James. And I mean, you know, they bring in Len J. Dixon to play running back, and you bring in, I think JT Daniels is good. And you know, we'll see how the offensive line does and their defense. I mean, yeah, I got a player on my all defensive team, but how deep is that defense? Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that offensive minded coach is bringing in a new guy to call plays. Right. And, you know, I hate to say this. I'm not sure Graham Harrell like wants to be at West Virginia. I remember hearing him talk in an interview. Like, look, it's a cool place. You know, Morgantown is, I think, you know, he traded Los Angeles for Morgantown because he had to, and this is a tough situation he's going into. All right. I think Graham Harrell's a good offensive mind, but that's not a situation I'm really comfortable with. Like, here's the thing at Texas Tech. They've got talent right now at quarterback spot. They have three good options. They have a really difficult schedule, but I think with Zach Kittley there, Joe McGuire there in the recruiting, like that's on an upward trajectory. This really is a year where, you know, I'm not banking on them to win 8-9 games. West Virginia kind of needs that, right? They kind of need to make a statement, and I'm not going to buy that. So that's why I would go that direction. I feel like you're kind of on the fence with them too.
Yeah. I'm a little bit on the fence. Obviously I'm a Neil Brown guy. Obviously it'd be a shame to let him go, but like, that's just how it goes. But I think you're bringing up a good point with Graham. Like, you look at the jobs, like people thought he was going to be the next coach at USC. Obviously didn't happen. Texas Tech is open, place he used to be at. Joey McGuire. Oh, maybe he could be the OC, Zach Kittley. Now he's at West Virginia. Like, we view him as a great offensive mind, and he's at West Virginia. Like, if you're a West Virginia fan, you probably like want to punch me because I don't think your destination is that great, but it's just the fact. Like, you guys, after Dana left, just haven't been that good.
Has not been
so
same.
So I do agree with that. It's on my list of things I'm most intrigued to see this upcoming season is JT Daniels and that offense. But yeah, I'm not very secure, and I can't say, you know what, this is the year for Neil Brown. He's going to push through, because I just don't have the evidence to do that. And I also don't see the talent to do that as well.
All right, Robbie. So this is part one of this conversation. It's a fun one. All right. Part two, we're going to look at our ballots for all Big 12 first team players of the year, all of those things. So we'll do that next on the second part of this show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @LOBig12. You guys can follow me at @JoshNeighbors_. You guys can find Robbie at @TheTriano Kid. And also, he is a producer of SiriusXM's Big 12 Today. Right now, 8 to 11, Robbie, right?
Yep, Eastern time. 8 to 11 Eastern, 7 to 10 Central. Channel 375.
There you go. You guys can catch that when you're not listening to Locked On Big 12. All right, part two. Check that out as well.